We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Get some crunk in the
system. See? Yeah. It's like this, right?
Yeah.
Get some crunk in the system.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Trillville Thursday, as you can obviously hear. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. NFL No Huddle, just a couple of minutes away. A new Thursday tradition, the Abe Gordon grab bag of questions at 12:20 every single Thursday. And then we'll get to the back page with Bo at 12:40 as
well. Dude, this new damn, you know me, I've just been tickled all week because it's funny as hell. This tweet by my man said, when the WNBA players start getting money, basically flying dudes out. I don't know why these things got me laughing, because this dude just said, me and he got a picture of himself in a woman's robe, me and Asia Wilson's robe, waiting on her to come over practice. I don't know why this is so damn funny, man.
It's very funny.
It's a funny thing. Because if you know, being doing what I did for a living and everything, that was something that was an occurrence thing. It was.
Yeah.
You know, you would know when somebody influenced them. The biggest thing when you were doing that was to make sure that your teammate didn't know her, because that could get awkward.
Right, yeah.
What you doing here?
Yeah.
you know, get that all situated.
Oh, I didn't know you were in town.
Oh, I didn't know you were in town. Yeah, I came to see Brian. Oh.
Yeah, right.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Yeah, sure. Get your feelings hurt, right?
Yeah, yeah, sure.
You know,
sure.
It just is what it is.
You don't need any of that.
Yeah, and that goes right there where if they tell you where the will call is. Mm-hmm. You know, that all, yeah. You know, you just always got to.
If they already know where will call is.
Yes. Yes.
For the streets.
For the streets, yeah. Dog. Just take my word for it. You know,
no, I have. I've taken your word for it.
Free advice, man.
Ever since you told me that.
Free advice.
I've been living my life by that code.
Yeah, free advice. But, yeah, I mean, it's great. I just saw she's getting her signature shoe. We know that Caitlin Clark is getting the shoe. I mean, you were just talking. I'm just baffled by the fact that people thought that these young ladies made millions of dollars.
Yeah, it's just really.
It's really weird.
What it does is it proves how little anyone knows about the WNBA. Yeah. Because people obviously, like, all anyone has done for the majority of time is either – watch it and enjoy it like a basketball fan.
Or don't pay any attention.
Or be a total jerk about it.
Yes.
Like, for some reason, try to turn it into a punchline and act like it's like you're better than them or something like that. And you get dropped off by every single player in that league. But anyway, like, that's sort of the three options that people have had. But I think a lot of people have done the, okay, I'm not really paying attention to it. I guess I just assume professional athletes make the same or similar.
No.
That's a big part of what they're talking about is how bad their media rights deals are. Hopefully that can improve with the popularity and the sort of the boom that's happening right now.
Right.
And with that's really all that's the chicken and the egg. That's the media rights deals. And then the big contracts follow.
Yep.
There's a reason why the contracts in the NBA, the NFL, Major League Baseball to a certain extent, but they don't have a salary cap. But there's a reason why the contracts go up and up and up every single year.
Because people want to watch it on TV.
Because the ratings go up and up and up. And not only that, the contracts that are being paid by the TV networks to the leagues go up and up and up every single year. That's where hopefully the WNBA can capitalize on what's happening right now and the eyeballs and the popularity and all that and turn it into a respectable media rights deal. Because even before this, even before the Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese run in the NCAA tournaments the last couple of years, the WNBA rates on a national level the same as the NHL does.
Yes.
But they don't have the same media rights deal because it's a men's sport, and traditionally that's just the way things have gone, and it's been around longer. So hopefully, as things sort of evolve for that league, because the thing is, in reality, the WNBA is still in its infancy, man. The NBA just celebrated its 75th anniversary.
Yes.
The WNBA has been around for like 25 years. Mm-hmm. Like, when the NBA was in its 25th year, the players didn't make a ton of money. You know what I mean? Like, and I know it was a long time ago, and so it's not apples to apples for sure, but like, hopefully the league can sustain. It's going to sustain, but hopefully the league can grow and sort of take that next step with the popularity and the eyeballs that are on it right now, because that's what it is. You get bigger media rights deals, you get bigger contracts.
Would you rock them?
Would I rock what?
Like some Caitlin Clarks?
I saw those Asia Wilsons.
The Asia Wilsons, yeah.
Those are nice looking. I like them. They remind me of the Air Max 97.
Because you just told me a story about a partner you had back in school.
Yeah.
And what his mama did?
Well, I guess it must have been a good deal or something.
Okay.
And she got him some Cheryl Swoopses.
Oh.
And he didn't know. And he wore them to basketball practice. And
y'all clowned him.
And it was the 90s. We were bad. We were bad people. We were in middle school.
And you clowned him.
I was a part of a group of people that let him know he was wearing Cheryl Swoop's shoes. That's all. He didn't know, and then we told him that he was.
How did y'all tell him, though?
Really respectfully.
Get out of here.
We were seventh graders, Randy.
Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, man, he never wore them again. Like, we ruined. It's like the meanest thing you could do, you know? Like, this dude's mom being so thoughtful, you know? Remember the Cheryl Swoop's?
Yes, I do.
She was, like, the first lady to have her own shoe deal. Yeah, and he showed up with them.
Do they make them in men's? Or was he wearing like big women's shoes?
I don't know.
What the hell? Big women's shoes, Bo?
Well, like when you're in seventh grade, like you could wear a woman's shoe. It would fit your foot if it was a size or two bigger. Like I think the women's size is like a men's size 11 would be like a woman's size 14.
Dude, I've been wearing my I didn't say shoe size. I was seventh grade.
Well, this wasn't you.
Yeah.
This guy was about. This guy's name was Anthony.
Yeah.
Anthony was about 5'2", probably
right.
At the time.
Yeah, I've been 14 since I was 7.
And I think
he
probably had like size 8s. Who knows?
Uh-huh.
But, you know, like an 8 in men's, an 8 in. I don't know. Maybe his mom did know. Maybe his mom hated him. I don't know. Like, maybe she set him up. The point of that story that I told off the radio was to say that the goal is to get to a day where a seventh grade boy can wear Aja Wilson's shoes to practice
and be done.
And his buddies are like, oh, those are good. Instead of, look at Anthony. Maybe we could get there. Maybe we can get there.
Would you wear them?
I would wear those Aja Wilson shoes. Okay. But, like, look, I mean, I wear the discount Air Maxes that I get from TJ Maxx.
Your shoes are better than mine.
They're fine, but, like, I'm not, I'm not paying top dollar. Abe's the one you got to ask. Abe bought some Trae Youngs yesterday.
For what reason?
Farewell. Farewell.
He bought some damn.
Thanks for the memories.
Someone decided now was the time to put them on sale for 50 off.
Yeah, no doubt. Like, there's a reason why Trae Youngs were 50% off in Atlanta yesterday. You know what I mean?
like, what was behind that? Abe?
Yeah, you just needed some
new shoes, or
no? I follow a bunch of different websites that are like my deals websites.
Yeah, this Abe's one, a deal guy, big deal.
Yeah,
guy.
Big deal guy. Small deal guy, no deal guy.
oh yeah,
yeah, long time ago. So I just saw it popped up that there was a sale on some Adidas things, and I checked and saw what they were, and then I saw there was an extra 50% off at checkout, and so I'm like, this price is starting to become manageable.
It's a price you can't turn down, is what you're saying. It's a deal too good to say no to.
Yeah, I don't know what they normally cost, but I'm not going to pay $120 bucks for a pair of shoes.
I will say, they're pretty cool looking.
All the additions
of Trae's have been pretty good.
Yeah, the ones they lifted off of Freaky were cool.
Oh, yeah,
the ones that Caleb stole from Freaky.
I might have got the worst looking style. Like, the worst-looking one.
Then why'd you get them?
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Again, it's an active price, man.
Okay.
All
right.
They match one of your button-ups.
We'll find out.
I learned something about Abe when you were on vacation that surprised me. But I'm not going to talk about it right now because we only have 4 minutes left in the segment. We probably should get to an NFL No Huddle, but I will tell you about it later, okay?
All right. I'm so curious.
It's really weird.
For Abe?
Yeah. At least I thought it was.
Does he collect porcelain dolls or something?
Fabergé eggs. Got a large Fabergé egg collection. No, it's weird. I'll tell you about it at 12:40. Half an hour from right now. Or if you listened to the Off the Cuff podcast 3 weeks ago, you also learned about it. But I don't know. I thought it was weird. Maybe you'll just be like, yeah, that's normal for him to do that. But we'll find out. What were we going to say? Oh, yeah, Bill Belichick. He was a lot was written about Bill Belichick and his end of his tenure in New England and the coaching search and the Falcons and all that kind of stuff. He went on TV yesterday.
Yes, he did.
And was like, let me talk about it. He's going to be a part of Pat McAfee's draft coverage, which they got all the dudes on that one, which is pretty good.
I mean, they got him, Nick Saban, everybody. Obviously, they got the same dudes with, you know, Mel and Lou and all those guys. I thought, and we talked about it yesterday, and I asked that question. Yes, Arthur Blank and Robert Kraft are close. They are close. They are like to each other. They're like the closest.
And it's like Arthur Blank has made a real point of befriending and also kind of, you know, trying to learn from owners like him and the Rooney family and guys like that.
But there's so many different things that you took away, because I went back and looked over it again, and they were talking about, you know, his approach to as far as like the confrontation part and everything, not wanting to do all those different things and family environment and all that other. And that's all well and dandy. Give me damn wins. I ain't never in my life, and I know a lot of players. I know a lot of my partners that played for the New England Patriots. And you know one thing they ain't never say is a family environment. You know why? Because they won, and winning trumps all.
Yeah, Bill Belichick didn't end it. His tenure isn't over in New England because of the hard-to-deal-with, bad family environment. No. It's because they stopped winning.
They stopped winning.
Yeah.
Exactly.
They stopped winning. So that's it.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, you could talk about all other crap, but winning it comes down to winning and everything like that. But, yeah, I mean, I think Bill, and I find it – because I thought automatically, like, before I read this article, was that, you know, the Eagles' job, Cowboys' job, all these things were going to be, like, that puts more pressure on because he's out there.
He's sort of looming over those organizations.
I don't think that anymore. I don't think that anymore.
Only one, maybe?
If anything, because they also said that Jerry Jones and Bill are close.
Yeah.
They're good. They're longtime friends and everything.
Yeah. And he doesn't have anybody that would talk
about
it.
He doesn't have anybody to talk about that. Yeah. You know what I mean? So that's the only one I can see. The Eagles job reading from that article lets me know 100% he ain't going.
That's not happening.
That's not going to happen. Bill.
And the fact that it didn't happen here now means it'll never happen here.
Yes.
And there was a friend of Belichick that was quoted anonymously, but quoted in the article saying he doesn't think he's ever going to get another head coaching job.
I don't think so.
Like the teams just don't want to deal with it.
But that's the thing about it. He's going to be excellent at what he's doing now. Now, the great thing is about is, you know, his knowledge of the prospects and of this game and everything like that. Like, I would love to just sit at a damn bar in like an island bar in Tahiti somewhere.
What do you think he drinks?
Oh, Bill's a bourbon guy. He's got to be a bourbon
guy. You
think so?
I was going to say, like, really fancy red wine. He seems like a very expensive red wine guy.
I'm telling you, I want to sit at this bar, at a floating bar with Bill Belichick, and just talk ball all day.
I would like to just sit one stool over and listen to you guys.
Just talk ball.
But not in a creepy way.
Like, talk ball just all day with Bill Belichick? Hell
yeah.
That
would be really cool to listen
Hell
to.
Hell yeah.
What you should also listen to, speaking of great draft coverage, is ours. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is your home for the most comprehensive draft coverage anywhere on the radio. Thursday night, Mike Conti, Wes Durham, Dave Archer, live from round one at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Friday night, Wade Ford tailgate crew, John Fricke, Joe Patrick, Harper LaBelle, going to bring you live coverage of rounds two and three as well. And then Saturday, Mike Johnson and Bo Morgan are going to be on the air for day three of the draft.
Sweet.
Plus, we have late night coverage Thursday and Friday. We'll be taking your calls through 2 a.m. That brings me back. I used to do that back in the day. That was always fun. The post-midnight calls, you really never know what you're going to get. You really never
know. Anybody call in twice?
Sure,
they forgot something.
Hey, call back.
And another thing.
Well, at that point, I'm like, whatever, man. Just call me. I don't care who you are. Just please call me. That's the 2024 NFL Draft, live all weekend on 92.9 The Game and anywhere in the world on the Odyssey app. We'll come back. We got a grab bag of questions coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Hey, check this out. You already know this Trillville.
Yes, sir. You know you listening to Andy and Randy on a Trillville Thursday on what?
92.9.
The Game. Let's go.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. 20 minutes away from the back page with Bo. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Back into the big story of the day, top of the 1 o'clock hour. Smokin' Joe Patrick is an hour away as well, as we are a week away from the NFL draft.
Thank God.
I guess our second to last chance to talk to Joe before the draft, because we'll talk to him the day of.
Correct.
Just see where he's at, see what he's thinking, see what he thinks the Falcons are going to do at 8, if they even stay at 8. So we'll talk to Joe in an hour from now.
Dude, tell me now, please.
What?
About Abe. We're about to get to Abe. So
wait?
No.
Okay. Sometimes when Abe walks his dog, he brings his electric shaver and shaves his face in the park while he's walking in public for efficiency.
That's kind of weird.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, really? Like,
that's kind of weird.
In front of people?
Like,
I guess, I don't know. I mean, there's worse things to do in front of people.
I've heard that, you know, like there's a lot of young ladies there.
That's what I said.
Are you looking for young ladies?
I was like, well, now you have a 0% chance.
Yeah.
Because if any woman sees that, I think maybe there's one. I mean, there's somebody out there for everybody. There is
that Abe groupie that's listening right now.
Oh, absolutely.
They can't wait for
that's
us
the thing.
To
we
get
just
to
have
him.
To identify.
We've
got
to identify her for him.
There's a park shave your face fetish person.
Yes,
that's their kink, and yes. We just have to find her and get them together.
And she'll come over and probably flirt with Abe and say, "So, what kind of dog food do you feed your dog?"
Right.
And then, Abe will go into this diatribe of foods. Well, the kibble's soft.
Abe will get mad at
I
her.
I am thinking about
reason.
Switching her to the senior diet of the kids. Dog foods.
I feel you.
Buffalo. I feel you.
Getting older.
I can see that. But I can see Abe doing that instead of asking her what her name is.
No, what Abe will do is immediately find the flaw with her and then move on. That's what he'll do. But you're right.
Is he shallow, how picky?
Yeah. Yeah. No, he is. He is. He's very picky. We just got to hypnotize him. He's got to hypnotize him.
He's very
picky. And introduce him to a big girl.
A big girl. Oh, yeah.
That
oh,
was
yeah.
Shallow Hal, right?
I mean, that's Shallow Hal, yeah.
He got tricked.
There you go.
He thought she looked like Gwyneth Paltrow.
But he's picky.
He's picky.
All right. Does she got to have a job, Abe? Or like 401k? Like, I had a buddy that, a job for
I mean, look, if you're, like, between jobs at the moment, but, like, are we working on something? Is there a plan here?
Okay. So you got to be
mooching off of me?
Ambition.
I'm not the right person to mooch off of.
Ambition. So she's got to be employed.
Ambition.
You could be between jobs. That happens.
Do people do that? Like, do people have, like, a list of standards?
Oh,
that
I don't
they
know.
Go, I don't even want to tell you what mine were because I got lucky and hit the lottery and
exactly.
All that. But it's like,
I just need you to have your teeth.
Pretty much, yeah.
How your teeth?
And not even the front part.
Yeah, how you some teeth? Hey,
I need the ones that show when you smile.
Yeah.
Like if you're missing a couple molars,
that's
an interesting story.
Hey, teeth and wagon. That's the key to me.
Right.
And wagon.
Sure.
But
pulse.
I like that. Abe, you want to get to these grab bags?
Are we going to do it where Abe asks them? Oh, I kind of like that.
I thought, how did we do it? Didn't we do it last week when Bo had asked him?
Okay, yeah, I like that.
Yeah, Bo asked him last week.
Let's get Abe in here to do that. That's his freshly shaved in a park face, Abe Gordon.
not that fresh. Maybe later today, though. Okay. We'll see. Question number one. Will the Braves have a winning streak of 8 or more games at least once this season?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Hell yeah.
I think so.
They're too good of a team not to, as Andy pulled up the schedule.
I'm trying to just see where they're at right now.
I'm trying to see.
They got four right
four
now.
Four in a row right now.
Well,
I guess the Rangers are pretty good. But
are they?
Well, I don't know. They won the World Series last year.
Well, it's a different year.
You're going to have to throw Darius Vines in one of these games.
That's true. You are going to have to come up with, okay, so 8 means the first 4 guys do their job, and then Darius Vines has a good start, and then the next 3 guys do their job. You could do that. Plus, also, you're going to have a bunch of games coming up where you play, like, the Nationals, the Mets, and the Marlins in a row.
Yes, and that's what I'm saying. When is that?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah, it definitely will happen.
I think they will. I think they'll win double-digit games in a row at a time this season because they're just so good. Like, they're going to win 105 games. In order to do that, you got to go on some winning streaks every once in a while. So, yes, 100%.
All right, who is more likely to be back with the Golden State Warriors next season, Klay Thompson or Draymond Green?
Draymond Green. Yeah, because, I mean, Dre, as foolish as he is, played pretty well when he got back from suspension.
No, Draymond Green was their second best player.
He played pretty well
when he played
from the suspension after the suspension. So, yeah, I think Dre's going to be back. I think Klay's going to be back, too. I just don't think that Klay – I think Klay – no, I don't know.
Is it more likely both are back or both are gone?
Both are back.
Yeah, I think it's more likely that both are back than both are gone. But I think it's definitely more likely that Draymond is back because he's still effective and he just signed a contract last offseason too. So, I think you're going to have to find a way. I mean, he tried. Would he go to counseling or whatever? They had a bunch of heart-to-hearts. They're going to have to find a way to get him to stop doing that stuff. Like, you can't just cost the team.
Draymond is going to clothesline somebody, all right?
I know, but he's got to not do that. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yes, Draymond going to clothesline
somebody. I don't know is I don't know what Klay wants. Like, I don't know if Klay values as much money as he can possibly get or playing his whole career in Golden State or finding a different role that fits his game these days better. I really have no idea. And honestly, I don't know. I think there's an outside chance that he just quits, like he walks away. Like, not – that's not my prediction, but it wouldn't shock me.
Wouldn't shock you.
If Klay was like, you know what? I don't like not being one of the best players in the NBA anymore. I'm not trying to be like a – no offense to whatever that role is. I'm not trying to be somebody's seventh man.
Right.
I'm not trying to be a shooter off the bench and just do that. Like, I liked being the man.
Mm-hmm.
And I made $300 million, so I'm just going to go hang out.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. But I think that – you know, I do think that Dre's back there.
I do, too.
Yeah.
I do, too.
All right, multi-part question here. Kirk Cousins is going to be throwing out the first pitch Sunday at the Braves game.
Sweet.
Part one, will he throw it from the mound?
Okay.
Definitely.
Yes.
He's a very competitive person.
Yes.
No concerns about the heel? Angle, decline?
I think he can walk up the mound.
I think he's going to soft toss, though.
So we'll continue.
Yeah.
Part two, will it be a strike?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
Okay. But like an intentional non-strike?
Like
he hits the catcher in the chest?
Yeah. I think it's going to be a soft toss. I don't think it's going to be no leg kick or anything like that.
Interesting.
I think it's going to be a soft toss.
I think you're probably right.
Yeah.
I think a younger Kirk Cousins
might step into it, like a
franchise tag Washington Redskins Kirk Cousins would have gone up there.
You think he would have liked
heat? But I think now, I think $300
million
guaranteed over the last handful of years, Kirk Cousins a little cooler than
that. What if you saw somebody throwing out a first pitch and did that little sidewinder thing?
Like a sidearm throw?
Yeah.
That'd be great.
That'd be so awesome.
That'd be great.
That'd be so awesome.
Any first pitch where the person takes it completely seriously, I'm a fan of. Like, if you get up there, you got a mitt, you know, and you're on the mound, and you pitch from the stretch or whatever, you got a big leg kick, I love it. Because that's what I would do. If I ever get a chance to throw out a first pitch, I'm standing on the rubber, I'm throwing as hard as I can, and I'm trying to zip that thing in there.
Those are the risks.
Why?
That's a risk.
Because I'm weird, but that's what I'm going to do.
No, it's not about being weird. That's when you mess up.
Sure. Yeah,
when a celebrity tries to mess up trying to impress a baseball player that they can throw the ball fast.
Right.
Oh, it happens all the time.
But I don't care. So what's the worst that happens? I throw a bad one?
You'll be a meme forever.
That's fine.
You don't want to be a first pitch meme.
But I won't be that bad. Like, I'm not gonna be 50 Cent.
You never know.
I mean? I'm pretty sure
50 Cent didn't know he's gonna be 50 Cent.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But like, can he throw a baseball? Because it doesn't look like it.
Don't look like
I can throw a baseball. Like, I know what I'm doing. I can go back there and whip it, but like, yeah, I'm throwing it hard.
All right, final part of the Kirk Cousins first pitch extravaganza. Who is going to be the first in Atlanta media to judge and grade his footwork and determine how close to 100% he is?
Oh, Mark Zeno.
There's a chance.
No. 100% Zeno.
If it was a Georgia football player, it would be Brandon Adams because nobody breaks down the walk
to
the bus or the mound or anything like that more than BA. BA is an expert video breaker downer.
Yes.
I'm trying to think. Who else?
Zeno. He's all
Chris Thomas feels like somebody who might do that too. Like, I could see Chris seeing the video and being a little overcritical of it.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yep. Turtle. And you know, that's one thing I notice about Turtle. That's him.
Yeah, he's a.
That's him. Yeah, that's him.
He's a details guy.
Yeah, that's him right there.
He notices things.
Yeah.
He notices
definitely,
details.
Definitely CT. Yeah, but no, Zeno is definitely going to.
Where's the weirdest place you've ever shaved?
I don't shave, Andy. You from a body part or?
Wait, is that what you think I'm shaving while walking the dog, Randy?
I certainly hope not.
I hope not.
Because then you're going to get arrested. What happened to Abe? Jail.
Jail. Shaving the back of his leg.
Shaving his junk in the park and they arrested him for being a pervert.
Yes. All right. I've never ever put a razor on my face.
Really?
Ever.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Always had bread, so I've never had a good shave. I've always been with the Clippers.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Yeah. That's good to know. Yeah. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Trillville Thursday. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. 20 minutes away from the big story of the day, we'll get back into the Hawks season coming to an end last night at the hands of the Chicago Bulls. And now the real questions start as far as where you go to make sure that that this is rock bottom, like make sure this is the worst it gets and things start getting better. A lot of different options that we'll try to dig into coming up in about 20 minutes. And then Joe Patrick will join us at 1:20 to talk some Falcons football.
Like, how often do you shave? Like,
oh, not often.
No, because I'm wondering, because like I said, I've never ever shaved my face with a razor before, ever.
Yeah.
And so I'm sitting there thinking, like, when should I try it now after all these years? I'm like, for what?
Not if you're gonna, your skin might get irritated or something like that. Like, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
There's probably like a good, safe way to do it. Maybe go to like a barber with a straight razor or something like that.
Them things give me the willies.
Me too, because that's where all the guys get whacked.
Yeah,
when
I watch him go up and down that thing, it gives me the willies.
I'm with you.
Just like, I don't want you behind me like that.
So I don't want to sit here and suggest that you take a leap into shaving your face with a razor if you haven't done it yet. Maybe there's a good way to do it. Maybe not. If you want to, that's fine. I like trim up my neck and around my beard probably like every other day, I would say, just to try to keep it clean and not look too bummy.
Uh-huh.
When I used to shave, like when I was on TV a lot, I would shave like every other day pretty much because my hair is pretty light.
Right.
So if even after like a 5 o'clock shadow is not that bad.
Okay.
Kind of 5 o'clock shadow, kind of handsome, actually.
I think if I could grow that, then I'm all in. I'm all in. But because I am a shadow, you know, it won't look like it. You know, it'd just be.
You're an all day shadow.
I'm all day shadow.
Saying,
you know what I mean? So, yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's all in.
Got it.
But yeah, because I want to grow the beard, but I don't want to look like Kenny Smith. You know what I mean?
Or did you see Trey's beard last night?
Yeah, I don't want to look like that. I don't want to have the Anthony Hamilton spaces.
No, but I don't know if you do.
I do.
Do you? Okay.
Yeah, I do. I don't want to have the Anthony Hamilton spaces.
But I do think it, because there's a little gray sprinkled in there now.
Yeah.
That's a distinguished.
Hell yeah, because I'm wise.
It might be Lovie Smith. You never know. Might look like Lovie.
If I come out looking like Lovie?
Dude, Lovie's got one of the best beards in the game.
Man, please, she better watch yourself. let me start putting beard stuff on my beard?
Yeah,
oil in there.
You get like a good smelling one, too.
Yeah,
that's just a whole different place for colognes and good smells. Yeah. And foods.
Yes, and foods.
And liquids.
Yeah, that too. Go ahead, Bo, before we get in trouble.
That is true. Back page with Bo every day at this time. A man with a bit of a beard himself. Hello, Bo.
Yeah, man. I would if I could get away with never shaving with a razor, I would do it.
Oh, okay.
I can't stand it. And Abe seems to have a pretty good electric shaver. That's what he shaves his face with. I might have to start trying that.
I got a question, Bo, because you're a cat guy. Do they have cat parks?
There are cat coffee shops, but you don't take your own cats in there. It's just a bunch of cats in there, usually by the owner or something like that.
What?
Yeah, there's coffee shops you can go in.
Cat cafe.
They're full of cats.
What?
You just go in there and pet cats and stuff, yeah.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, 100%.
Look, man, there's people that really like cats. It's not us.
I have no issue with people not liking cats. You do what you do.
But you don't like cats.
I can't stand them.
But people that like cats, they don't have a problem.
Cool with me. Yeah, they're cool with me.
That's an important distinction.
Cat cafe.
Yeah.
People really like cats.
What the hell are we doing?
Now, I don't think there's actual cat parks, because you don't really take your cat out on a walk to go pee or anything like that.
Because it would just escape.
But there are cat leashes and harnesses now where you can take your cats outside. I really want to do this with my cats. My cats have never really been outside at all, so that'd be kind of...
I've seen a couple people doing this. It's pretty wild to see.
What would you do? Like, what's the excursion?
Into the yard where there's a tree or animals they can chase. Like, they sit at the window and they'll chirp at birds out there because the cat's instinct
is to kill. Yeah, they just want that bird
to
die.
Just, yeah,
they want to murder it.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So I just want to see that, you know.
I didn't know that either.
Or you got that bubble backpack.
They got bars. It's called Fetch, I think. It's like an outdoor bar and dog park.
Oh, they actually have bars with dog parks in them, not just that you can take your dog into the park in the bar.
No. Awesome. It's a dog park.
That's fantastic.
With a bar in it.
Oh yeah,
hell yeah.
It's awesome.
That makes me want to get a dog
again. Would be a wonderful place to meet a lady if you were looking, which I'm not.
I don't think there's three of us here that should not be looking.
Nope, not looking.
Yeah. Right. Yes. Yes.
So Twitter's got a trending tab based on artificial intelligence that takes what people are talking about and it makes headlines so that you can easily find what people are talking about.
Okay.
Well, after the Golden State Warriors got eliminated in their play-in game and Klay Thompson goes 0 for 10 from the floor, check out what Twitter generated about him. Klay Thompson accused in bizarre brick vandalism spree. NBA star Klay Thompson has been accused of vandalizing multiple houses with bricks in Sacramento.
Damn.
Authorities are investigating the claims after several individuals reported their houses being damaged with windows shattered by bricks.
Damn.
Klay Thompson has not yet issued a statement regarding these accusations.
Come on, man.
The incidents have left the community shaken, but no injuries were reported. The motive behind the alleged vandalism remains unclear. This is AI generated after Klay Thompson throws up bricks.
Okay, so AI is not all bad because that's really funny.
That's hilarious.
That's like
shout out to Bobby who sent me this. If anybody has anything you think needs to make it onto the back page, DM me on Twitter, email me, text me if you can, whatever. Because this is hilarious.
That's top level comedy right there from Allen Iverson.
Damn,
that's
man.
Really good.
Damn.
My buddy texted me last night midway through the third quarter and called him Klay Young.
Ooh.
Ouch.
Yeah. Ooh.
That was pretty funny too.
Ooh.
That's a human named Jackson that came up with that one. Ooh. It was pretty funny.
So y'all mentioned Bill Belichick going on to the PMS show yesterday. So here's PMS making the announcement of Bill Belichick joining them for the draft coverage. What? And after
what?
Nothing. The PMS thing.
Just, oh, I know.
Yeah.
After. Yeah. Well, that's exactly what he wants us to call it.
I know.
So after Pat. Stop sucking up to Bill Belichick. Here's Bill Belichick commenting on his background, as we mentioned yesterday.
Is the greatest head coach of all time. The greatest general manager of all time. 8-time Super Bowl champion. Ladies and gentlemen, this man, Bill Belichick.
Yeah! All right, Pat.
Coach, hey, you got some stuff behind you, Coach.
Wow.
Things behind you there. I don't know if you knew that.
That's my bling.
Okay.
Bill Belichick's bling.
Yeah.
So I guess it was put there on purpose. I'm just curious as to if they stay there or if they do get spread among the house.
I mean, let me tell you something. That's one of the ultimate flexes. Like, that was a flex. What the hell were we watching that one time when Griffey had all his gold gloves
all
behind
of them
him?
Behind him.
All his gold gloves behind him.
Yeah.
And everything like that. That's the biggest flex ever.
Belichick had all six
Lombardis
right behind him in the first, public –
yeah,
interview
framed
situation,
up too,
whatever.
You could see them
that was all very.
Plus, two other trophies were hidden in there too.
Flop it on the table and show everybody.
Yeah, love
the situation. Yeah, it was really
how
good.
Do you not love that?
Now it did make me think if I had six
trophies.
Obviously, they're not going to be Lombardi trophies. I don't know what do we. If we win six Marconi awards for this radio show, I don't think I would put them all in one place. I think I'd spread them out throughout the house. I would want to go in one room and be like, oh, there's one of them. Oh, that's when we won it in 2025. That was a good year. Oh, that's the one from 2020. You know what I mean? I would want it everywhere.
What kind of trophy?
Well, it's like if we're going to win anything here, it would be the Marconi
Award. Oh, okay, yeah.
That's like the best radio, Super Bowl of the radio.
Okay, I never knew. Okay, yeah. Marconi?
Yep.
All right, Marconi. Mm-hmm. I want me a Coney.
I do too.
Yeah.
So
V103 won one year in 2017.
Is it for individual radio shows?
They give them out for different stuff. I think they want it for like...
They probably have hosts and shows and different...
I don't know what the category they were in was, but it was radio station of the year in that category. So I don't know. We're a pretty good radio station. Maybe we'll win that.
A Marconi.
But if we win a radio station Marconi, whose house does it go to? Conti's?
You got to rotate, right?
Oh, yeah. Just share it like the Stanley Cup.
Or it stays here.
Or it stays here. Yeah. Okay.
Maybe do
that. Not all eat thieves. But it was still our Coney, Marcus.
Oh, definitely.
So I told y'all last week how there was the Kelseys did a live New Heights and they did their whole graduation thing. So apparently before they did the live New Heights, they had a chili cook-off. Or at least I think it was a chili cook-off because there was actually humans inside the chili. Well, like only probably Jason Kelce can do right after the season where he wins the Super Bowl.
I legitimately lost my Super Bowl ring in this event. They could not find it. We have still yet to find it. All of this stuff has been thrown away, so I think we can safely assume that my Super Bowl ring is now in a landfill someplace in the Cincinnati tri-state area.
I didn't think
that would happen. We've already put the insurance claim in,
yes,
which I think the insurance company might have some things to say about whether they're going to cover that.
I mean, he'll get another one.
He was in a big pot of chili and it fell off?
So whatever the chili event is happening right in front of him, he's on a microphone.
Uh-huh.
Because there's video behind it. And I guess, you know, chili does end up on him.
Okay.
But I guess the ring just slips off and into a vat of chili. Just several vats of chili in this thing.
Wow.
Yeah, man. I lost my Super Bowl ring in a vat of chili.
A what of chili?
Maybe somebody accidentally ate it.
Like a big, I guess that's what? Possible.
Vat?
This is a real ring, though.
Yeah, like a big old pot.
Instead of a big old pot, you say vat.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a vat.
Okay.
How big are the gulps of chili you're taking if you can't determine that there's a huge Super Bowl ring in your mouth?
It's unlikely that someone ate it, but I'm just saying maybe
somebody
did.
If it was any kind of eating contest, though, those people do eat very, very fast where they wouldn't swallow stuff, wouldn't chew stuff.
Yeah, Joey Chestnut could swallow
a Super Bowl ring.
If he had to.
Absolutely. No.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure.
Have you seen the Eagles ring?
Oh, that's true. It was fairly
large.
That's
very large. It's fairly large.
You just kind of open up the gullet and...
I mean, Joey Chestnut swallows some pretty big chunks of hot dogs.
We'll slide down there.
Dude, I mean, first of all, that's the worst kind. I mean, it's the nastiest damn thing ever.
It is.
That right there. But, I mean, I would not... I'm not surprised Kelce lost his... Jason? No.
Yeah.
Travis, maybe.
I'm surprised he lost it at a chili cookout.
Really?
I'm not surprised he lost it. I would have thought that he would have lost it on some sort of bender.
I thought he lost it in Vegas.
Yeah, something like some sort of crazy.
Or WrestleMania or something
right,
like
some
that.
Some craziness that he's done. Hopefully he gets a new one. And hopefully no one did swallow that.
You're going to see this ring pop up in an auction somewhere.
Harder to swallow or harder to pass, you think? Super Bowl ring.
I don't think swallow.
Harder to swallow.
Probably, yeah.
I think swallow. Yeah.
All right. We'll come back. It's important questions get answered here on the Midday Show, including that one. We'll come back and get to the big story of the day. The Hawks' season is over. They lost a play-in game, Randy. We didn't think it was possible.
Damn it!
They lost a play-in game. Season's over. Big questions ahead for the Atlanta Hawks. We'll talk about that after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.